The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, here we go. It's 8 past 12. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan. Just heard Ari with the news. Susie, we knew that something was up yesterday, Dave, which Susie's already telling. You know, Lindsay asked me, how am I doing? Too much sugar, too much going on. I would have shorted Susie's appearance here at WCCO Radio off that conversation.
You read the tea leaves. Well done.
I think I did. Adam Robert Carter is going to join us. Bottom of this hour for Ask Adam Anything. I want to talk dreams and friends off a dream I had the other day. We're going to get to plenty of serious stuff. Melissa Hortman is going to join us. Are they going to show up? We'll get to a bizarre amount of DUIs. And how every CEO and boss in America is afraid of Donald Trump. And they love him now. So I had a dream the other day about a friend of mine. Was he a best friend? No, but a friend of mine who I knew very well with the Wolves. And when I left the Wolves, I saw him a few times. I saw him professionally. He was a physical therapist. And a high-quality person at the utmost level. And didn't suffer fools, stood up to bullies, rallied to good people, and just a really good person. And he battled his health, and he passed away way too soon. And I saw him a little bit, but I didn't see him enough. And that is 1,000% my fault. And I don't know why, but I dreamt about my friend Andre the other day. And I woke up just startled. And Andre's been gone for a few years. And I just don't understand why Andre came to mind. But it just brought thoughts to my head of, you know, life can be remarkable, right? It can be so rewarding. It can be so fun. It can bring so much happiness. It can bring joy. I walk in here and Carter sticks around with us. We joke around. I laugh every single day with you guys. Noon to three, I love what I do. Do I love everything about the building? No. The building itself is a dump. But there's a lot of really good people here, and I love working with you. You're such a great friend of mine, and I'm so lucky with my family, and there's just a lot of good stuff. And then there's just a lot of hard stuff. And everybody has it. And like my friend Andre dying as young as he did in a difficult way, it's unfair. And I could deviate down to this. Don't even start with me on God's plan. Just not for one second do I believe in that. Not for a second. My friend Andre shouldn't have dealt with agony for as long as he did. A great friend of mine's six-year-old son should have had a brain tumor. There's examples every day. Okay? If you want to believe it, you get to completely disagree with me. But no, I don't think it's all this God playing this chess piece and giving like Kathleen and I cue because we can handle it. My son shouldn't face the issues he faces. He does. Okay. Life happens. We face it head on. And it struck me a few things. And you can react to all this 651-461-9226 because it's a variety in this one. Number one, the impact dreams can make on our lives. Because I'm still thinking about this dream a couple days later. And most of the time, excuse me, dreams leave me like that. Like I'll have a dream and I'll, like, for honestly about 2-3 seconds, I can remember it and then it's gone. And I wish I would remember all my dreams. I sometimes wonder if this is tied to I don't get to REM. If I'm in the middle of a dream and I don't like the dream, I can wake up. Can you do that?
No. It's like Netflix for you.
Or it's just how horrible I am as a sleeper. And I don't know if I've always had that ability. But yeah, I it's like I just say I want to wake up and I wake up.
Don't like this episode?
I guess. It's
pick
like
something else.
It's like I'm clicking the channel.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if I ever fall asleep. That must be why. I don't know. Does that happen to you folks? 651-461-9226. How many times have you ever had a great dream and you wanted to go back to the great dream and you did? Does that happen to you at all?
That's never happened to me.
Two or three times that's happened to me.
It's a nice deal.
It is a nice deal. I mean, but two or three times, I'm 885 years old, so it's not like it's happening a lot.
Still take it.
Yeah. A couple of times it was really good.
I bet it was.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
That's why it was a dream.
That's why it was a dream. That's correct. Another part of this dream that has stayed with me is, do we stay in touch with enough people in our lives? No matter if you have thousands of friends or very few friends. Maybe not have friends, they're colleagues, they're coworkers, they're acquaintances. Do we stay in touch with people as much as we should? Because I've said this before, I really value my friends and friendship. It helps me live a better life. But I can think of so many people. It spurred that conversation of, why don't I reach out to more people? Because I find it rewarding. I find it fulfilling. I find it the energy, the conversation, the laughs, the caring. It's great. And like my friend, like I reached out to him. I didn't reach out to him enough. There were some people who saw him and there was a reason why I didn't see him as much. I won't go down that path, but what do you want to say to any of this? Because I'm covering a lot of topics here, but this dream just really stood with me. And if this show is anything, it's transparent, you know? So what part of this do you want to react to?
I'm curious to know more about the dream.
We were just all together.
Yeah.
It was like how it used to be. And I woke up and I just thought, my God, you know, I should have reached out to him. I should have been around.
I find that interesting because...
And I haven't about him in such a long time.
When people remember dreams, it's usually because, you know, because something crazy happened, right? Something out of this world happens. It's a dream, you know. Yeah. I got to tell you this crazy story that happened. Whereas your dream is you and your buddies hanging out.
Yeah. And I'm not one, you know, there's a divide in dreams, right? Where a lot of people believe dreams happen for a reason. It's symbolism, it's something that's happened, it's leading you somewhere else. I don't. I think it's an odd combination of thoughts and events, and periodically they happen and it takes place.
Mm-hmm. And why this is one that's stuck in your head, as you said, you normally forget your dreams after 2-3 seconds. Same for me. I have no idea if I dreamt last night because I don't remember a thing.
Yeah.
But
do you wish you could remember them all the time?
It would be fun to be able to look back and say, wow, that was a crazy night.
Sometimes maybe it's better that you don't.
No, yeah, certainly it could be. I I remember the outline of one dream in my life, and that was kind of a nightmarish thing I had when I was 10, 11 years old.
Oh, that was when you started working on this show.
Well, that's just a nightmare every day. That's one of those waking dreams, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it may be, you know what, if people are thinking, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that do believe that dreams mean something. There is some sort of symbolism.
Yeah.
And they could be screaming at the radios right now. It's everything you're talking about right now, Chad. That dream is a reminder to reach out to your friends, to get together with friends.
It's had that impact on
me. I'm sure it has.
And, absolutely,
you know, and are we good at it? Some people are better than others. I can tell you I'm terrible at it. I am absolutely horrible. That is one thing in life near the top of my list that I wish I would be better at, that I know I need to be better at. But for some reason, it's just not in my personality to actually get up and do it.
But it's rewarding when you do, right?
I love it.
I love it. I know. I think most of us really enjoy it, but life happens. Not that I'm saying, oh, my God, he's so busy all the time. I'm not.
No, and we make excuses.
Yes.
We make excuses about how busy we are and how we can't do that. Well, yeah, you can.
Yeah.
You just need to make it a priority.
Yeah. What do you want to say about any of this? I'd love a phone call or two. Call or text. You know the numbers. 651-461-9226. Could be simply you want to react to my dream. Do you remember your dreams? How impactful are your dreams? Do you think they are symbolic? And then the friendship part. Does it matter to you to stay in contact with friends? Do you think, well, I probably should, but my life is going on? Do you regret that you don't? There's a lot of ways we can go with this. I just was struck by it, and it's just stayed in my head for a couple of days, so I wanted to share it right here at the start. We'll get to plenty of other topics, but I love feedback through a call or a text. 651-461-9226 on CCO. I have no idea.
You don't have to play coy, Chan. You don't have to download
hold on.
Bestowed.
Let's stop. We're not doing this. For the love of God, we are not. Oh, for my dead body, are we doing this?
Oh, it's happening.
No, we're not.
Oh, it's happening.
You can play it. We're not alluding to it at all.
It's happening.
No.
Come on, 18. Come on, 18.
There's nothing to be celebrating by 18 other than mocked. Okay, so let's just move along.
18.
Seriously. There's 18 holes in golf. That's about it. All right, let's go. I was worried you were going
to
do this.
And I thought. It means so much to you.
Oh, God, it does. Just stop. Just seriously, you need to turn your ankle right now. Both. Hey, Chad, my friend Mary, who has become a mom, like a mom to me, is dying. I went and saw her in the hospital. She had a good visit. Last night I had a dream about her, and she talked about things with me, and she wanted to talk to me for a while. I plan on having a good talk with her in the hospital this afternoon. I got word that she's on morphine and isn't responsive. How powerful. How about that?
Wow.
Okay, that's in the camp of, well, then dreams do mean something. Like, it's hard to have that dream, right? This individual is like a mom to you, talking. And then you have this dream where you're covering important things. And then you're going, I'm going to go see her. And then she's taking a turn for the worse.
Man.
And so you can't talk to her. That's one that is in the category of, all right, dreams are some reflection of life.
Well, I think some... certainly, at least some can be. I don't think it has to be one. Either they mean something or all of them don't mean something. It's probably a mixture.
Yeah.
You know, some are probably just random brain chemistry doing something in your head, and there might be some sort of meaning. I mentioned the one nightmare of my youth that I can remember. It absolutely had a meaning.
What was the meaning?
It was just about fear of – I was moving from elementary to middle school, and it was – basically about something terrorizing me outside of the middle school on the first day.
Mm.
And this was in the summer leading up to it.
Yeah.
And I was scared to move to a new school, new friends, new, you know, get a
That's
locker.
Hard.
And I can absolutely point to that dream saying, that was about me being terrified, but in the end, it'll be all right.
Was it okay?
I was bullied a lot, Chad.
Coincidentally, more text here at 651-461-9226. Coincidentally, I dropped an old friend last night also. He's been gone for a long time now. He died too soon from type 1 diabetes. That is a heck of a coincidence,
yes,
right?
Is.
Along the lines of what I'm talking about. Chad, from the sounds of things and how you sleep and view things, it feels like you're missing something in your life. Spirituality has a place, and it sounds like you need it. How are they arriving at that? Okay. And again, you get to offer up your opinion in any way. A lot of my life right now is fantastic. My three sons are all flourishing. I spent time with my middle boy last week with other friends, and I could not have been more proud of them. We just had such a fun night. My oldest boy is really serious with his girlfriend, and she's tremendous. Quentin, he got really sick on Christmas Day and had a seizure. He only had two seizures last year. There were other years where he was having a seizure a week. My ex-wife and I are great friends. I have somebody great in my life right now. I'm involved in this huge project in my life, which is going great. I love doing this show. I'm lucky to have friends. If spirituality is good for you, bravo. I'm not faulting you in any way. But off a dream about a friend of mine who passed away, and I'm mad that I didn't reach out to him. And it's a reminder to me to reach out to more people. That means I need spirituality in my life. Can you help me out, Reverend?
I am not a reverend. You'd have to call Mr. Cook for that. I can't help you. I can see where, you know, people would come to the conclusion that any dream is a spiritual event. It's not my personal belief, but
spiritual individuals are inclined to go back to that.
Sure.
That's fine. We had a lengthy religious conversation last week about church attendance and what is right and the respect that those who are spiritual to have towards others who are not as much, and the same thing vice versa. I think this is just defaulting to something that means a fair amount to she or he, but I don't see how it applies to the scenario I've just lied out. First time listening since the break. Happy New Year, Chad. You'll be blocked. No, I won't block him. It's the bit. It's the Larry David bit. Let's see. I'm not a God person, but when family and myself are dealing with a huge issue, my go-to is uber positive thoughts and the best laid plans. More text. Yes. Often go back to the same dream. Now you have to be intentional to stay in touch. Carter, can you go back to a dream? Like, you wake up. How often can you go back to a dream?
Oh, you mean after you wake up falling back asleep and going back to the same
dream? Same dream.
Oh, it's happened a couple times, but not often.
That's it. And you don't believe you've ever had that?
I don't remember that ever happening, no.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of times I wish I could go back.
Oh, God.
Please send me back.
Can you wake up out of a dream that is awful? And
yes,
you're like,
I've been able to. I scream. I start screaming, and then I wake up. And usually I'm screaming when I wake up.
Really?
But I've learned how to do that.
I also can. I don't scream, but I can. I don't think you have to see a dream as spiritual to understand that maybe your dream is telling you something.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm not one who believes that, but I get that. Love the inside jokes. Didn't realize I was listening to the Power Trip. I hate to break the news to you. And by the way, big fan of the Power Trip. Congrats to Meat Sauce on his show, Louie. Inside jokes have been a part of radio forever. Some shows do more than others.
Everything's got to be on the up and up.
Yeah. I have dreams that include my grandmother who died over 9 years ago. I think part of it has to do with the majority of my life she was still around. Staying connected takes effort. I used to resent being the person to reach out to friends and plans get together. Seemed like a one-way street. I get it, you know, Dave, how if you are that person, and a lot of people, they take on that role. And it doesn't mean the other individuals don't like that, but they're used to, let's say Dave is the person, and you're not. You admitted you're not. Dave's the person who connects us. Dave's the person who brings us together.
The glue.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's a glue guy.
He's a glue guy.
Lunch pail, buddy.
Yeah. I think sometimes Dave might say, hey, Adam, why don't you be the glue guy this time? Right? The reach out person?
Yeah. No, I think every group kind of has that person that's at the center of it all, and I'm very much not.
Hi, Chad. Could something or someone saying or doing something that subconsciously triggered a memory of your friend that came in out of your dream? The only thing I could think of, I was talking about a friend of mine who in my dream, my friend had died years ago. I knew my friend Andre from the Wolves, and I was at Target Center a couple days ago. If you missed it, credit to Sean Grandy. He came up with the idea, the voice, the longtime radio voice of the Celtics, who for 3 years was the TV voice of the Wolves. Well, a bunch of us call games, pose for a picture. Kevin Harlan, Sean Grandy, myself, Alan Horton, and Michael Grady, and then there's also a picture with Jim Peterson. So could that have somehow played a part? Because I was triggered again. Yeah. I was on the floor. I mean, I go to games at Target Center occasionally. More often than not, I have tickets, and I stay at O'Donovan's and drink, which I did last week. But this time I was on the court. I was saying hi to ushers. I was saying hi to people. And normally I just go with buddies or Q and in the stands. So
that could absolutely trigger
that.
Thinking about the history of the team, your history with the team, the people that you interacted with on a daily basis.
If anything, Adam, was going to trigger it, that would be it, right?
Yeah, I just, yep.
That would be. Are you ready for Ask Adam Anything?
I've never been more ready for anything in my life.
Looks like you had a Powerade Zero. Did you go pick that up just recently?
This is in the fridge. I just grabbed it.
The Kyle Sheely is strong. Inside joke. 651-461-9226. Let's go. Let's go to the text right away. Adam, what's the last dream that you had come true? And was it Trump becoming the 47th president of the United States of America?
Yes.
This is a noted Trump supporter who, by the way, says, I'm not a Trump supporter, but he sends a lot of texts to us. And everyone is pro-Trump, so that's fine.
Look, I don't like the guy, but.
Yeah. What title would you like to have when we run Greenland?
Honestly, it's on the bucket list. Something about Greenland speaks to me.
Is it all the pot you smoke? Do you think it's there? Greenland,
no.
Is that it? The cannabis?
We looked it up. There's only less than 60,000 people in Greenland.
56,000 people.
It's a lot of land for every single person.
Is it possible, and I'm not kidding, he's going to name it Trump Land?
It's totally entirely.
Right?
Entirely possible.
Would you
Gulf of America.
Yeah, we're changing the Gulf of Mexico to Gulf.
It's ours. We drill in it.
Do we have that ability to? Who do we check with? Mr. Map, Big Map,
Rand Atlas.
Is it Atlas? Is it Rand? Prime Minister of Trump Land? Would you like to be Governor of Trump Land?
I'd like to be. I'll head up Doge of Greenland. I'll eliminate government waste in Greenland.
Dave's singing ouch. No, Dave's opens are as
fantastic.
Good as
Stop.
We have
yes.
anything on this station. Hosts, news, history. Dave's opens are phenomenal.
It's the reason he got to 18.
That's it. That's it. You know, so in other words, if you do even better, we'll get to 50.
Hey.
Because we know the max I can bring.
Someone got you to the teens, okay?
Thank you. Adam, if you could choose to have a superpower, what would it be? You could have any superpower. Can we review it? No, you should go first, then we'll think about it.
I think teleportation, is that a superpower?
Yeah, why not?
Suddenly,
super.
Instantly be somewhere else?
Yeah.
Yeah, right now I'd like to use it.
Yeah.
As in anywhere else.
Fly?
Oh, I tell you.
God.
Little Rodney.
You sent me 5 minutes.
Are you kidding?
Of Dangerfield on Carson. Every single joke was funny. Yeah. Everyone, a third of them, no chance could they play on late night TV now. Don't you think?
Oh, no. There was like there's one the kind of rape joke that for sure you couldn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like I like this one. Like, hey, when it comes to girls, I got to hold my own. You know what I mean? When they leave, I'm holding my own.
I don't know if you could do that.
Yeah, you can. I just did it on CCO Radio at 12:39.
Well, you just did the waxy joke last week, too. I mean,
yeah, right.
Let's go with that one. How about flying? How about let's just review a couple more.
Ultimate strength.
Ultimate strength.
I mean,
yourself wishes, you know, seeing through people. I can see through you, by the way.
I've already gotten the most incredible sexual prowess of anybody on Earth, so.
That absolutely is not true. I've talked to Jen
Superman.
Many times. Adam, who's your all-time leadoff man? Here are some of the suggestions. Ricky, Rose, or Molly? There's only one answer.
Well, for me, it's Ricky Henderson.
Yeah, that's it, right? It's your guy. It's your childhood idol.
Yes.
Was he your idol?
Yeah, he was like, my very first favorite athlete.
I remember there's a clip of him talking about their players, and he drops the S from people's names. It was like Barry Bond, Roger Clemens. And he talked in third person, didn't he?
Oh, Ricky loves him, Ricky.
Yeah.
Maybe the all-timer.
I talked about this when he passed. Like, I remember being in the left field bleachers at the Dome, and he was playing left field for the A's, and he would turn around while pitches were being thrown and look in the crowd, like, put his finger under Oakland, like, number one, baby, while pitches were being thrown.
So good. Obviously, you know, so I've watched HBO did a four-part doc on Rose. I finally watched a couple of them. Now I don't know why I can't download the other ones. Is Pete gambling on it somehow? Is he preventing me? And then our guy Molly, I'll say this. If you look back at Molly's all-time stats, and Paul is a Hall of Famer, and he is a phenomenal player. If Paul Molitor stays healthy about four of those years, he might have been a top 20. I mean, a core of his career was ripped away. And he's a phenomenal player, but he could have been way, way on that list if Paul stays healthy. Did you see the video? You probably did, and it was Jim Pete, like 3-4 years ago, is at a game. Calling it with the Wolves, and Ricky Henderson is courtside. So they videotape where Jim Pete is going over to talk to Ricky. And he's explaining, because Jim played with the Golden State Warriors for a couple of years, mm-hmm. and that was prime Ricky Henderson. Yep. And Jim is explaining to him. Jim's telling, we can't hear it, but Ricky, Jim Peterson, Wolves broadcaster. I was in Oakland with the Warriors during your heyday. I just want to say what thrill is. And then the camera stays on Ricky, and Ricky looks at the guy and goes, no idea who that guy is. So it was so good. And again, this is how great Pete is, that he could just totally laugh at himself. It's so good. Adam, why don't you sing to the opening to Ask Adam Anything? Chad sings the opening of Overrated. You always brag that you star in a musical. You have before.
I wasn't a musical. I want to make this clear. It's regular theater, classic. Okay, Shakespearean theater.
Excuse me, I was here.
I didn't say
that.
Musical. No, I would never say I want to be in a musical.
You
I
said.
In fact, I don't want to be in a musical.
Okay, you said you were going to be in a play.
Yes.
That's what it
not
was.
Not musical.
Okay.
I did, by the way, a one-man show in my house.
That's what you do often.
Yes.
Each night when Jen's in the other room. But that's a separate story.
No respect.
When did you do a one-person play?
In my mind.
Okay. So
and I was wonderful.
How about this? When you come out to the Western White House, I sign you up for some Palm Springs theater experience. So, like, you know, there's no one else is going to see you but myself, Kathleen, Q, and Jen. And you're up there as, you know, the bard, you know.
Othello.
You know, you're up there giving us a tremendous performance. Adam, is the Ask Adam Anything theme song available on iTunes?
Should be.
Absolutely.
Best of, all the hits.
Adam, are you going on vacation this winter on the Gulf of America?
Yes. Actually, you know, if I would have been here for, back to the singing, if I would have been here for the 100th celebration.
Yeah. Think about how far you went to get away from that.
Yeah. My bit, I wanted to sing like all the great jingles and like commercial jingles from WCCO Radio.
Were you?
Cars for Kids. No, like the commercial.
Oh, jingle. I thought you were going to sing.
Bradshaw and Bryant.
Kinda this cool. Guy doesn't want to be in a musical.
You were going to sing that and you don't want to be in a musical? By the way, how do you think that would have? I think the first two or three would have been like, eh, it's pretty good. Were you going to do like 40 of them?
End it with Cars for Kids, get the crowd up at the end.
Oh, I would have.
Yeah, everybody knows this one.
Strangest man in the street show guest interview moment.
Oh. Jeez.
WCC Radio?
Probably. Can you think of something going back to your hard scrabble news days?
Yeah, there was a few, man on the street situations where people just would swear and like, I can't use that.
Yeah.
I remember. I think it was the Love Boat situation where
I've got a Love Boat story.
Didn't people go to court for that? Mo Williams was in court for something, and he emerged from court.
I don't have that Love Boat. I've got your Love Boat.
Oh,
yeah. This is the Vikings. Al and Alma's.
Yes, and Mo Williams.
Brought up the strippers from Atlanta. It's still one of my favorite lines from an unknown Viking I talked to off the record just to say, were these happening when you were there? He goes, yes. He goes, you know the part that bugs me most? He goes, we used our own strippers.
Yeah.
These idiots brought up strippers from Atlanta. And I was like, are you serious? He started laughing, you know. I don't remember what Moe's.
But he came out of, it was Hennepin County down at the, you know, where they come down off in the atrium.
Yeah.
There's a reporter scrum waiting for him, and I had to stand behind him with my microphone over his shoulder. And he proceeded to tell people that going to the strip club is no big deal. In fact, I bring my mom to strip clubs sometimes.
Right.
And my face was right behind his, and my reaction after he said that.
I totally forgot.
Made all the news clips that night. That's one of my proudest moments.
Congratulations. Thank you. You're a journalist. 46 past 12. More texts, calls, and if you want to, go to the Odyssey app. Click on the microphone, leave a question for Adam. It'd be great. That's the Odyssey app. You want to call or text, it's 651-461-9226. Seriously.
Blue sky.
Dead to me. Princess Cruises.
Swimming in your wake.
Plans to celebrate its diamond anniversary with a journey through time. The cruise line will mark its 60 years of service with an itinerary that captures its first ever voyage with the Princess Patricia, 1965. Who from Love Boat will be on the cruise?
Is Doc still with us?
Bernie Kopel?
Kopel?
I'm thinking no.
I think he is.
Jill Whalen, who played Vicky Stubing. That was Gavin's kid?
Yep. Daughter.
That's not a big get. I mean, I'm sorry, Jill. I don't mean to be mean to you.
Wow.
But of all the people, I mean, Isaac. I told you my Isaac story, whatever.
Yes.
When we did that. What would he do again? The snap the fingers thing?
Double finger pistols.
And I did that to him, and he told me to F off.
Did he really say that?
Yes.
Bernie, 91, and still hanging in there.
Bernie, is he still wearing the shorts?
You know he is.
Yes.
How about that? They had Bernie as the ladies' man that he was on the Love Boat. Bernie just had
a hound.
Just had to, I had to love it. Okay, I have a few from friends of mine who've sent me stuff, and then I have one when I thought the coat I'm wearing today has a double zipper.
Mm-hmm.
What is the point of a double zipper? Why? What are we? Are we just trying to say, oh, this coat is fancier?
So it's got kind of the liner that you zip up first, and then
no, it's got at the bottom of the regular zip.
Yeah.
Instead of just having the one zip, you got to go through the two little brackets or whatever we're calling. What do we call those?
Oh, things? Yeah. So there's two.
Tangs.
Is that what we call them?
I think so.
What do you call them?
Tangs.
Tangs? Excuse me. Not going there with that joke. Why do we have two of those? What's the point?
Isn't like, no, because they're both up at the top when they're zipped up. Because I know like some jackets you can zip up from the bottom, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I'm not familiar with
one breaks down.
Got a backup zipper. backup Tang.
Yeah, but you can't zip it without you. It's a dual situation.
You always got to have backup Tang.
I think that was your nickname with the ladies in high school, backup. Rank the time zones for Adam Carter.
Oh, I think Pacific time zone is the best.
Yes, correct. Thank you.
So you catch all the games early.
It's sometimes too early, though.
No.
Mm-mm. If you get a 5 o'clock start time, that's tough if you're coming home from work.
It's so good.
And it works great, like when golf tournaments are in Pacific, because it's prime time.
Oh, yeah. And how about NFL games? 10 a.m.
Yeah.
You wake up.
That's too early for you?
No, I'm saying if you've got
responsibilities. Get your Premier League soccer fix.
If you've got a 7 o'clock game midweek you want to watch, whatever it is. If you've got responsibilities in the evening, you're coming home from work, you got kids that need to do stuff.
Record it.
Well, then that works for every time zone, John.
But
you can only record in Pacific time.
So if I could have games, let's say Wolves Wild Twins start at either 5 or 7 in town, what would you pick?
5.
I'm 5. And by the way,
that's the great thing about Vegas, early games.
I don't need to see everyone. Do you need? I mean, are you that locked in on next year with the Twins? Because they're. I saw a note the other day. They've spent $3 million.
They're moving and shaking, baby.
In free agency?
A lot going on.
How is that possible?
That they've spent $3 million
How?
Already?
Honestly, was that dividends back to Joe? I mean, can you identify one player they've signed?
No.
Can you?
I think they just lost $3 million.
I mean, I know they've signed some B-level guys, but $3 million? Do you see what the Florida Marlins, or the Miami Marlins? I forget.
Marlins of America, I believe.
The Marlins of America, yes. Donald will change that name, too. You know what they've spent so far? Zero. That's a heck of an offseason. Yeah. Zero. Okay, so West Coast is first. What's second?
Mountain time zone?
Mm-hmm.
I think I go from west to east across the country.
Our consensus in this dialect to the mountain time, eliminate it.
Yeah.
Get out. We don't need mountain time.
Donald Trump, well, he's your guy.
Yeah.
We don't need mountain time.
Do we need mountain time, Dave Harrigan?
What do we do then? Do we move Pacific time up an hour, or do we just skip that?
2 hours, baby.
An hour.
We got that actually text. Typical left coast liberal liking Pacific time. I mean, East Coast time, not good.
No, bad.
Not good.
We got it good here. We got the 10 o'clock news instead of the 11. It's not bad.
Yeah, because even in the West Coast, you get your 11 o'clock news. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's late.
That is. I mean, for you, you like to take your teeth out like at 7 o'clock. Okay, let's go to Mike in Minneapolis. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Adam. Happy to be with you.
Happy New Year.
No, stop that.
Adam, do you think wars would be better if everyone's infantry brigades actually were infants crawling towards each other?
That's really good.
I think they'd be a lot less deadly and more enjoyable to
you
watch.
You want to solve the Middle East crisis?
Babies.
You know, babies, you know? Oh, very funny, Mike. Thank you so much. That's really good. I saw this just before the show. Half of Americans carry spare underwear for an emergency. How often does Adam Carter carry spare underwear for an emergency?
Never, unless I have luggage.
Yes. Dave?
I'm confident in my abilities to keep my solo pair clean through a day.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Does anybody believe this is accurate?
No.
Half of America. No way. Let's see. Adam, who do you pick to win in an MMA match? Hortman and Damoth. Damoth yesterday, did you hear it? She was really good with us.
Yeah.
Melissa Hortman today. 135. Cage match. Who do you
got? Cage match? I don't know. I don't know enough about that. What's the tale of the tape?
I don't know, but right now, show up to work.
Yeah, right.
Is this tough?
Apparently so.
You had a guy who wasn't eligible to run.
Live there.
Shockingly, was disqualified. We haven't had the election yet, so you're short a guy.
Yes.
Period.
Them's the rules.
That is the rules. Adam, why are all radio hosts divorced at least once?
What, I don't think the guy from 3 to 6, he's on number one, right?
No, Vanita, I think she's on number one, isn't she? It's just the midday,
just the three
folks.
Of us. Yeah,
it's
right.
Just the middayers, you know? And I know plenty of other people in town who are not. So it's just us.
It's just us.
Yeah,
we're failed human beings, flawed human beings.
We are, and we're proud of it. Thank you, sir.
You got it.
Billy Garrett. Oh, we're going to 5850 now.
We're just going to 50. I don't care what 50 you stop at.
Oh,
just
really? It doesn't matter. Bill Guerin.
Oh, nice.
Couldn't do it Thursday. On to it. You wanted me to ask? What? Give me a wild question. You used to, Mr. I watch a lot more of the Wild than you do now.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah,
I've watched quite a bit more this year.
Yeah.
I don't have anything for you.
Nothing. Nothing. You ended. Yeah, like you're here for us.
I thought it was over, and
you were sucked back into it. CBS, Ari, and then Billy Guerin, president of hockey operations with Wild. Next.